This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The world's biggest Bitcoin convention happened a couple of weeks ago in Miami Beach. For just $999, that's fiat currency, about 0.00037 Bitcoin, you had the chance to spend a couple of days with 12,000 or so of your fellow Bitcoin enthusiasts doing all manner of Bitcoin things. Peruse the Bitcoin art gallery, for instance, or test the latest and greatest Bitcoin mining machines. And that sounds like a lot, 12,000 people, but it is less than half of the attendance of last year, which might have something to do with this, Bitcoin being 60% off its all-time high. We sent Marketplace's Matt Levin on an all-expenses-paid trip to Miami, again, fiat currency, to see what a Bitcoin convention looks like now that crypto winter seems to have returned. Here's what he brought back for us.
The best way I can describe this Bitcoin conference, well, it's about 60% normal business convention. Companies in a giant expo hall hawking their wares, small battalions of attractive young salespeople in brightly logoed t-shirts. And then the other 40% is, well, this type of stuff.
I'm asking everyone at the conference here if their butt's clean, because we're selling butt wipes.
Peter Barnetsky is manning a table in the convention's Bitcoin Bazaar, kind of a flea market for Bitcoin merch. Next to his Bitcoin-themed wipes is a toilet, like a real actual toilet, with stickers of non-Bitcoin cryptocurrencies like Dogecoin adorning the inside of the bowl. Bitcoiners believe Bitcoin is the only digital currency that can and will replace traditional money. Although, judging by Barnetsky's sales, that might be a while.
We had about 20 sales so far since this morning. I would say maybe three or four used Bitcoin. The rest were either cash or credit.
Barnetsky says he doesn't own any Bitcoin, which was the case for a surprising number of people I talked to here. Tali Lindberg has a name for them.
Bitcoiners are people who maybe have heard of Bitcoin, but they are on the fence. They don't know what it is exactly. They don't trust it yet. They don't understand it.
Lindberg used to be a pre-coiner herself. She's a stay-at-home mom who homeschooled four kids in Kentucky. Her Bitcoin-loving husband developed a board game so she could better understand it, which is what they're now selling for $84.
It's called Huddle Up. The goal for each player is to huddle as many Bitcoin tokens as possible.
Huddle is a Bitcoiner credo, basically short for hold on for dear life, which is what Lindberg has done as Bitcoin's price fell from its $68,000 peak to about $27,000 today.
All I can say is every dollar that we have to spare, we put it into Bitcoin. You know, some people be like, you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. I said, this is the only basket I believe in.
So-called Bitcoin maximalists actually cheered the downfall of FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried. They hate the idea of centralized exchanges or really centralized anything. And they're used to riding the wild swings of the Bitcoin market.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Ben Briley is riding a mechanical bull in the center of the expo hall. He's on there for a minute and a half before he falls off. That ties his time from last year, which was almost enough to win.
Last year, first place was an entire Bitcoin.
That was worth around $40,000. This year's bear market prize, a VIP pass to next year's convention. Ryla works for a global HR company. He says he takes home 10% of his salary in Bitcoin. And given the news about the traditional financial system lately, he's not selling.
Each one of these bank collapses, while the Federal Reserve sits there and tells you that the banking system is fine and there's nothing to worry about, is an advertisement for an egalitarian system like Bitcoin.
At times, Bitcoin 2023 could feel a little bit like Libertarian Comic-Con. There's a Plinko-style game where you try to navigate a coin away from banks and the Fed. One of the biggest applause lines from keynote speaker Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was against COVID lockdowns. And while the Bitcoiners I talked to were all pretty welcoming, I could see how tens of thousands of them invading your city all at the same time could be a little much. At a bar in South Beach, a group of Bitcoiners joins a karaoke chorus belting out Neil Diamond. Ileana Cordero can spot them pretty easily.
White socks and sneakers, some kind of dumb hat. I mean, they don't have a Miami vibe. They have a very, like, weird, like, look at this. They look like they're on a carnival cruise line.
Cordero is a chef and a Miami local. She says her restaurant did business with the Bitcoin convention last year. She says while she never takes payment in Bitcoin, she does own some.
It's in one of those accounts I never look at, and it just kind of sits there, and it'll do what it does, and I don't need that money, so it's there to grow or to dissipate. We'll find out.
As will the rest of us. In Miami, I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.